Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Bronger. All right, this is Advice from a Dipshit with Matt Bronger. I have a very special guest on today. One of the people I started making the mistakes that led to this career, the illustrious Kalkanane, has joined me.
Mistakes? We're in your home.
Yeah.
You're a homeowner.
But it led to here, you see.
Yeah.
And we used to drive around in your Grand Marquis and the snowy streets of Chicago going to do shows. And
we sank upwards,
drinking. We sank up.
Yeah.
That's the theme. Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Kalkanane and I started out doing comedy together, what, how long ago? 20, 19 years ago?
Yeah, well, I got 99.
Yeah, that's about me, too. I was like 98, 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, Jesus Christ.
20 years.
Fuck, we're so old.
20 years in this fake job.
Yeah. Still fooling them.
This made up heist. This is like a bank heist.
Yeah.
But you get that point where your life just feels like... Like, what do you have to do to pay the guilt? Like,
oh, sure.
Do you have that? Like, I
absolutely
shouldn't be doing
all
this
the time. No, I mean,
I'm just getting over it now.
I've started doing intermittent volunteer work on the road just to kind of pay off some of that karma.
Oh, while you're on the road, you do it?
Yeah, yeah.
I just donate the money.
That's a good way to do
it.
I'm
lazy.
Too. Yes.
But I also feel guilty.
I do that with my blood. I do that with donating platelets. Like, this should make up for something.
That's my old joke, but like, me giving blood isn't doing anybody any favors.
Right. Yeah, I remember that one.
Nobody wants this. Yeah.
You got all those kids sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's roll the first call.
Hello, Matt. My name is Braden. My friend Kyle is having his bachelor party in the Portland area in February, and I was just wondering, since I value your opinion more than most of the people I actually know in real life, if you had any good ideas on fun things to do around the Portland area. So hopefully this makes it, and maybe you'll have some ideas for us. We would love to invite you to the party as well if you're in town. So let us know and keep being your wonderful, big, beautiful dipshit self. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Braden. Thank you. I'm not coming. But
I got a wedding invite too.
Did you?
I got a mailed wedding invite.
Yeah. Like, what? You can just stand around and people are like, I love your jokes. Great. I don't know anyone.
What are you serving?
Yeah.
Is it going to be good food? Maybe I'll come by if it's good food.
I remember like Jezelnik was cracking me up once going, we're after the show having a beer in the club and be like, you want to come out with us? Fuck no. Like, I'm not coming with you. I don't know you at all. Yeah. Like, you know, he's a cold-hearted bastard, but it's also like that thing where it's just like, you just don't necessarily want to hang out with people you don't really know.
Well, it's also their night out, and it's their night at work. That's the thing, like, come out, want a shot? No, I'm at work.
I'm at work right
now. No, it's the images party time, but...
Yeah, yeah. So I think we should... We'll give Sweet Braden some advice on, we know some spots in Portland, but also like we should give him and Kyle some bachelor party advice as well. You know, I think that's the right way to do it.
What's the most fun bachelor party you ever went on?
Probably my own.
Oh,
where we rented a big house in Temecula, which is wine country, but it's mom wine country.
I was down there. I was on a hot air balloon ride a couple of weeks ago.
So you know.
You could go on a hot air balloon ride for your bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Make sure you do it the next morning after you're hungover.
Sure.
And watch all your friends get sick and throw up off a balloon.
I'm also in favor of ridiculous t-shirts that kind of like when you take toddlers out, like a bunch of them, and you're like, they all have to wear the same shirt. So they don't get lost. Like, same thing with a bachelor party. Like, you know, don't wear something dumb that's like, you know, I love tits or something stupid. But like, you know, like.
I can't wear my I love tits shirt?
Not on a bachelor party trip. That's all I'm saying.
Just the only guy with an I love tits.
Wear that to the grocery store with your girlfriend. Wear that with Rachel.
What? I'm just.
What? I'm saying.
It's about honesty nowadays.
But yeah, we just went to wineries and just, you know, like they didn't expect us at all. And we bribed this guy playing folk music outside on a guitar to play Bob Seger. And he didn't know any of the words, but he tried to learn right then. But like, you know, most bachelor parties are kind of like, Portland's a good place. There's a ton of strip clubs. The strip club culture is cool. I mean, Sassy's is my favorite. You want to go old school, Mary's downtown. But
I would throw in, you got that beautiful Willamette River.
Yes.
We got a boat ride, a Lake Michigan boat ride for my buddy.
Okay.
And Rachel's the one who threw in like, well, you have to get everybody sailor hats and they get the bachelor a captain's hat and to see find out who not on top of partying who gets seasick and just seeing your friends throw up with outfits on or in a situation that that was fun but everybody just drunk like little pirates
that's
little
fun
private boat
ride. Because sailors are kind of supposed to be drunk like when they're on leave not when they're working
no
firing but, the big
but
cannons
you got a
on the
fun
boat.
A fun little hat on a boat
that's fun
and you're drinking with your buddies and it's wholesome
it's
still wholesome Braden doesn't sound like a strip club guy Braden doesn't sound like I'm gonna get some coke and sluts that's not a Braden Braden doesn't do that
he doesn't that's a good point
Braden wants a nice meal
there's I mean, if you want to go old school, there's Ringside Steakhouse.
Yeah, he's got a refined palate.
You know, there's all kinds of great places. Go on like eater.com, Portland.
Do they have them high-speed race carts? Big fan of those. The good go-karts?
When I was a kid, there was a Malibu racetrack. That's what it's called, even though it's nowhere near Malibu.
No, I'm talking about these 21st century.
Okay.
Fast. You got to put on like you got to put on a race suit for it.
Oh, shit.
And a helmet.
I don't know about
and
that.
Get crazy.
Yeah, do that,
fast.
Braden.
They're fun.
Yeah.
This is just stuff I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it's a bachelor
party.
He asked
me. You should go with Braden and Kyle.
I might just, I might just go
the
up
second
there.
Kyle.
To do some fun stuff.
Fuck around. This guy's going to reach out to you on Facebook. Like, oh my God. All caps. It's going to be the coolest, man. Are you going
to
come?
To that, I've never been to Whirly Ball. Mm. I still haven't been to Whirly Ball.
Neither have I.
Whirly Ball. Well,
what is that?
Apparently it's nationwide, but I thought it was only in Chicago. It was this weird, you'd be in like a bumper car.
Okay.
But you had a lacrosse.
Yes, I know what that is.
You had a lacrosse. What do they call those?
The toss and stick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Native American sport that
they ripped
college
off.
Date rapists have ruined.
Sure, that one.
You had one of those, and you'd throw it into a basketball hoop. It was just a lot of stuff that somebody's like.
I enjoy that.
The same way like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, that's dumb things together, and then it's Whirly Ball.
Yeah. And then $1 billion later.
I guess. I don't know if Jeff Whirlyball's just rolling in.
Oh, he's got the Whirlyball family. the Illinois Whirlyballs?
I'm a Whirlyball. Your father's a Whirlyball.
Lawyer? Nope. You're going to be driving these tiny cars.
Yeah, we were destined to create the sport.
Dumb hybrids. That's what we do. Braden, take all of that totally seriously. Put on sailor hats, get a boat ride, do a Whirly Ball.
Don't eat edibles.
Do not.
You're going to think you're going to party, and everybody's going to be sleepy and not want to do the rest of what you have
planned.
Yeah,
and you're going to stare off in the distance and think about the wrong things. And, like, also, just don't fucking pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be that thing where it's a bachelor party, we're allowed. I remember
I don't know how to pace myself. I'm always
I'm not great at it. But like I remember when I was in Chicago, we all went to Las Vegas for my friend's bachelor party, and like we'd never been. And it was my job to plan the entertainment, and I made sure to plan not just visits to strip clubs, one or two, but also like a cool like you know we went to Benihana, which was the most fun.
I love
a
Benihana;
it's awesome. And the guy, the knife and grill artist, he's ripping on all of us.
Oh yeah,
it's the best. Where he's like, oh yeah, you guys a bunch of studs, huh? We're the girls. Yeah, ding dong, ding ding, like just throwing a knife around, like no.
That for a moment sounded like you were just
being racist,
imitating him speaking.
Yeah, you're right. That'd be terrible. Jesus Christ! If someone just takes that sound blurb, I'm fucked. But like, but these three guys, everyone who came from Chicago, got good and fucked up and had a lot of fun. All of this, the groom to be's friends from like Wisconsin, and Minnesota. These three or four guys that had families and kids, they got so trapped. Like we got there at like noon and showed up, but they shared one hotel room, like four guys, and they had handle bottles of every kind of liquor that were all almost half gone. They're like, fucking party, like at noon.
Oh, no.
So we're babysitting them all night long. Like the Benihana guy ripping on us, this guy goes, why don't you just shut up and cook, man? We're like, you have to leave the table. Like we made him go sit at a different table. We're sorry. And the guy's like, hey, man, I'm just making jokes here. And we're like, sorry for this asshole. You know, so it's like, just don't be that guy that gets, like, get drunk, but save it. Save it to the end of the night, you know?
Yeah,
don't just get, like, shit hammered at the beginning.
Well, yeah, especially if you got friends coming in that are like have the families that have that pent up party.
Yeah,
that party storage is like just waiting to burst.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be careful. I fell asleep. Remember your 40th birthday party in Palm Springs? I fell asleep right at the restaurant.
Mm hmm.
I sleep easy though. I'm an easy sleeper. If I'm tired,
yeah, but you also take cool breaks because we'd be drinking all day by the pool and be like, "Where's Kyle? Oh, he's taking a nappy." And then you'd come back in like 4 hours and be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah, I got to put myself down.
Yeah, okay. I think didn't you make your own slip and slide?
I didn't make anything. I was just sliding on my bare stomach across the patio into the pool.
That's what it was. Yeah,
like this doesn't hurt now. And then the next day, just a red
belly rash.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So take all that with grains of salt, Braden, and have fun with congrats to Zach. Let's roll the next one.
Hey, Matt. My name is Hunter, and I've been listening for a little while and had a couple of questions that have popped up, and they've all kind of worked into mine. I am in the process of being torn in positions. A few episodes back, you spoke with someone that asked about when the proper time to move out from home is, and you've also spoke to multiple people about jumping on the opportunity to take a new job, take a new adventure, and, you know, I know you've made that jump when you've gone state to state to state, and I'm in a position where I'm still living at home. I'm 23, probably too old to be doing it, but that's a whole nother story. And they're going to be moving to North Carolina, to Virginia. Don't necessarily want to go with them. Don't like my job enough to really want to stay. Really don't like living in Virginia. Just kind of curious where you would lean with it, since I would be starting brand new. Thanks. Bye.
What do you do? Where do you live now? There's so much information.
Well,
need to hear.
I think we just got to pick where Hunter's going to go live. We got to pick a place for Hunter to live and not be wrong.
I'll say I lived at home till I was 26.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who lived at home till he's 35.
Yeah.
I mean, that's brutal. He'll tell you it's brutal. But now he's married and he has two kids. So it's like, you know, the 23 is look, yeah. I mean, I like that you're not just going, I'm only 23. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep paying my rent, you know, mom and dad or whatever. Or maybe he does pitch in, but that's not terrible. That's 23. That's not like, I don't think you should be that hard on yourself, Hunter. And like, here's the thing. You're incredibly young. And once you move out, you're still, you're incredibly young. That's a good age to start somewhere new.
He didn't say what he does for a living, like what job.
No, I mean, he's probably got a typical 23-year-old job.
He just doesn't want to move with his parents.
Mm-hmm. And he's just, I think it's a billion options, but no real leads. He doesn't know where to go. So let's just guess he's got a little bit of savings.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Pick a
town. Move to Manhattan. Right? I don't know what you do, what kind of money you're working with.
If you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. Go kill yourself.
New York City's a fucking dump.
New York. don't kill yourself, Hunter.
Also, don't move to New York.
And like he sounds like he's bumming out, and it's like, man, you got everything ahead of you. Just okay, be young man sad, but shit, it's all there.
I'm 23, and you just gotta take the next step. I can't tell you where to move. I don't know what you do for a living. If that is a location based thing, or what would make it easier. I don't know. Every city, not even big city, has its cool neighborhoods now. Yep. Omaha, Nebraska has a cool neighborhood.
Sure does.
You know. Milwaukee is dope. I love Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's all these places you wouldn't think of that aren't going to kick your ass on rent and have a cool scene if you're a music guy or a comedy guy or, you know, in the art scene or what have you.
Yeah.
All these cities are kind of cultivating their own little Portland within inside themselves. Absolutely. Their own little San Francisco within inside themselves.
Yeah.
So you can move. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of from the south somewhere there.
To Virginia.
He's from Virginia, and they're moving. I thought they were moving to Virginia.
Oh, where did he say he was from?
Well, either way, I was just.
Yeah, that's right.
They're moving From North Carolina.
Okay. I mean, you got Asheville. You got Richmond over there. Right. You got D.C. if you want to do a big city. I was just there last week. You can go to Atlanta. You can go to Athens. You got,
yes.
I mean, Chattanooga's dope.
Yeah.
Chattanooga's got its own little thing going on. If you're just trying to get out and live cheap and live on your own,
yeah, I mean, get a taste for it. I would try to go get work in a restaurant, go, you know, or a bar or something, or, you know, mm-hmm. like something with a – where, you know, and look for – scan Craigslist ads for someone needs a roommate kind of thing. And just try any of those places Kyle said is a great place to start. I mean, when I went to college, I ended up in Chicago because it kind of was, you know, you were just joking about moving to Manhattan. I didn't want to because everyone I knew that lived in New York lived in a fucking shoebox. Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't handle it. I will have a mental breakdown.
When I left Chicago, I didn't. That's why I'm like, I'm going to LA. I didn't even visit here.
Right.
We both were like, when we moved here, I'm like, yeah, I never even visited. I was here when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I'll move there.
Yeah.
I'd go to New York 4 or 5 times and had fun, but I'm like, there's no way I'm living there.
No way.
If I'm going to be bummed and broke and miserable, at least it's going to be warm out and there's going to be palm trees.
Yeah. And there was a time where you
alleviate some.
And there was a time where you go to New York and it was like, you know, you could get stuff for a livable wage, and that does not exist anymore. It just isn't there.
No.
You know, unless you have a grandmother there that will let you move in or something like that, then she's got rent control.
Yeah.
It's just not around. But the thing, more to your point, like, that you can find cool shit, fun shit, young shit anywhere now.
Yeah.
In any of those towns.
Yeah, I don't know what your values are. I'm big on solitude and being able to get out into some nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another strike against New York. But
yeah. Well, I mean, you're
in the Southeast. Yeah, there's so much in the Southeast.
Atlanta.
Savannah's a little spooky city.
Full of ghosts.
Full of ghosts. Are you a ghost guy? Savannah's your town.
There you go. Yeah, but if you like ghosts and fried chicken,
you're gonna get
and biscuits,
roommates whether you like it or not. They don't pay rent, even
stop
scarier.
Stop using my soul.
Put the seat up.
Stupid. That's like
inconsiderate ass ghosts.
You have that bit about shitty ghosts. Oh, headless knight, I'll put you right in the castle.
Just ghosts haunting a studio apartment. Like, this guy's already bummed out. I don't know what else I could do to him. This guy's living in a studio. He's depressed. I'm gonna rattle his futon. I don't know what to do here.
So hope that helps, Hunter. But like, just don't get down on yourself, man. You got the world is your oyster. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's good advice. Just find like one of those places, you know, throw a dart on one of them and then, you know, try it. And if it sucks, go somewhere else. But I don't think you should go with your parents. I think you should, this is your chance to kind of fly the coop.
I mean, or even if you are like a solid family and you want to be around your family, you could still move to Virginia and get your own place. Also,
sure. Yeah.
Virginia to North Carolina, that's not that far.
Not that far.
That's like 3-4 hours, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You're all right. You'll be fine.
You'll be all right, Hunter. Hang in there, man.
Hi, dipshit. Great episode of Your Mom's House. It was a great show. I have a question about being uncomfortable with anyone's company and not appreciating their company and yet being lonely. What do you do in that case? Thanks.
Take it away, Kyle.
Well, this is why you have guests, huh? Let me throw this one over there. Being unappreciative of people's company, but also you're lonely. You might be an asshole. I'm not saying like it, but like I'm an asshole a lot of the times.
Same.
And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, and I'm sitting home alone. It's like, oh yeah, I don't call my friends to go out. I'm shitty. I'm a shitty friend. but I'm also very content being by myself.
Mm.
Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I have a great time.
You never struck me too much as a lonely person. I mean,
no.
It's the only time I've ever known you to be sad is where like things aren't working out the way you want them to, or get your heart broken or something.
Yeah, which is just welcome to LA.
Sure.
That's just your care package.
Oh, yeah. That's that's the parsley that comes with the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ask why can't you appreciate people's company? Are you too picky about who your friends are?
Yep.
Because guess what? They're not going to be perfect people.
Yeah.
They're human beings like you are, and you're not perfect either. So you take the good parts and you find somebody who has more good parts than bad parts, and you see, hopefully you can overlook those bad parts. But and if you're going to be hypercritical of that person, that's on you, man.
And maybe you're looking for the bad more than you're looking for the good. That's one thing I've definitely fallen into, where I was kind of like, you know, on fucking dating sprees, where I'm kind of like, oh, this person is great in all these ways, but there's one thing is I can't wrap my head around. You know, it's like the tale as old as time with guys like holding out until they're fucking 50
or anybody.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Women do it too. But
waiting
it's like,
for the perfect partner.
Exactly. And the perfect anything. And that shit does not exist. And if it did, we'd have to kill it, because that'd be so weird.
Can I just get your single plot in the graveyard now if you're waiting for your perfect partner? Can I go sell the ones that are next to you?
On it now, man. It's a big savings if you're living that way.
Let's go ahead and carve died alone in this tombstone
and
now.
Like, you know, to play, you know, devil's advocate, maybe this guy lives in a tiny small town and doesn't like anyone around him, and okay, maybe you should move.
I get in that with certain people I know, like, you know, hometown, like, everybody, I don't have any friends, and it's like, you gotta do stuff. Like, you gotta put yourself out there to meet new people. You got to go to, I mean, you know, I try getting into that with my mom. She just sits at home all day. It's like, all my friends are dead. I'm like, you can make new friends. Like, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but it's not like you only get to have five friends and they died and now you're out of friends. There's friends that are out there. You got to get out there and meet them. But it's like, you could take a class, like, take a class at a community college. Just let's say, take a, like, pottery, for example. Take a pottery class.
Right.
Just something that interests you, and you're meeting other people that interest them, and they're not trying to be professional sculptors. Mm-hmm. They're all just doing something to get out of the house and have fun. I mean, that's stand-up comedy. It's going to open mics. Hey, you like comedy too? Okay, I guess we'll see. Now we're coworkers. Now it's my closest friends.
Yeah.
I mean, do something within your interests that is a social component to it. At least you got that out of the way. At least you got some small talk out of the way that you can have with
somebody. Yeah, I've never, like, taken a jump like that I've regretted anytime. And you're like, I don't want to do that. I don't want gosh, want this shit to come to me. Yeah. But it doesn't come to you. It's like, you have to put yourself out there. You have to take a chance. And like, dude, if you're around people that bug the shit out of you, don't be around those people. Find some other people. And the only way you do that is you find a new scene, you know, or whatever it is.
Finding a new scene.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's...
And by a new scene, I mean, could be like classes at the YMCA.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I remember going starting comedy and be like, it was none of my hometown friends.
Right.
And I was like, oh man, I'm doing this. I was like scared. I'm like, oh, but all my friends are going to go. And eventually I was like, nah, I'm going to do comedy. This is my scene now. And now I've been in that scene so long. I've been in the same place. I'm like, I think I need a new scene, man. Like, I'm always going to do comedy.
Well, like,
but I'm like, I need something.
It's like, it's like Brendan Small, where he's like, I'm tired of comedy. There's got to be something funnier out there.
Well, I've been very poorly mountain biking for several years now. And I finally just, like, I got a little crew that I go
out
with.
See, that's awesome.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. These are people that have nothing to do with comedy, and I could just hang out and suck at this thing in front of them, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm good at my other thing. Yeah. I'm good at my job. Exactly. I can suck at all these other things and not be embarrassed about
and
it.
And it probably was a good idea to get out of the punk scene when you did, you know? Like, I remember your first jokes were like, when you're that dipshit you dated was like very pretty, but was just dumb as a rock.
There's a list of them.
Well, there you go. But like, you had a bit about her when she left. You were like, well, I'm not punk rock enough for you. I got drunk for breakfast. Remember that old chestnut?
Oh, man, I don't. But man, I love hearing some of these classic bits. That was pretty funny.
What happened?
That was pretty funny.
I was working with, I'm writing this thing with Acosta now. Mm. And I love like what we're like, we're like doing practice pitches and about it and shit. And I'm just like, well, Eric, and he'll list his credits. He was a writer on Rick and Morty, all this stuff. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, Eric was in Alkaline Trio. You heard of them? And he's always like, oh, why you got to bring that up? I love it. I'm like, ha, yeah. You were in an iconic punk group and you left for comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably
the smartest thing you could have done, you know? It's like, in terms of your fucking well-being and health and shit, I just don't think.
I had fun doing that. I've had more fun doing comedy. And I didn't have to carry a fucking amp up a bunch of stairs.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So
yeah,
yeah. Right. So I don't know. Yeah, okay, maybe. I was gonna say maybe the problem's on him. You
know? Yeah, I think look within and branch out, man.
Fix yourself.
Fix yourself. Yeah.
Just fix yourself, man.
That's when I'm just phoning the podcast in. Yeah. Fix yourself. Next call. Jesus. You said that the last five calls.
Get your head out of your ass. All right. This is us.
Yeah. You know, they say when you're in a work meeting and you don't know what to say, just go, it's all about balance, man.
It's all about balance.
Everybody will just be like, yeah, okay.
Sure is.
The amount of times I quote that Mr. Show sketch where they're like, none of the executives will they'd want to be on the side mm-hmm. where they turn down the project or agree to it. They're like, how do you feel about it? And the one guy's like, I'm for against it. My fucking favorite. We have one more?
Yeah, do you guys mind? Mind answering a comedy advice?
No, that's fine. Let's do a comedy one.
Because, you know, I've been holding out on those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
On which ones?
Some people interesting calling ones. In just...
Because we had so many people call in and they're like, how do I get started? Open mics.
Yeah, open mics.
That's it.
But there's no open mics in my town. Move to a town with open mics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That answered the one that I have here. So let's do a different kind of like it then.
That's cool.
I will. That's a good point of reference, though, is that John Roy's free. You'll find it reposted online. He wrote this long thing about that you don't need to ever take a comedy class. Here's all the information you need to know about comedy. John Roy.
Google John Roy's comedy lessons.
Free comedy lessons.
He lays it all out. It's all on Tumblr, I think. It was on
Tumblr, but just an informant, a knowledgeable comic pal of ours. Right. And it is like every bit of information is like this. I just point people to that.
Yeah. And Roy was like, he's still one of the funniest guys. And he was that guy who like, back when we were still just like dicking around in bars doing comedy, he had a car. Remember, he had his own car. And he was driving to clubs.
Well,
and
he was waiting tables at Bubba Gump Shrimp. Everybody worked at Bubba Gump on Navy Pier, and he's like, I'm never doing that again.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I was the opposite, where I was like, I could have a day job forever, but I don't want to drive to Missoula for $73. I'll just make however much I make of this day job.
That's a tough who's right, who's wrong.
But yeah, John Roy's free comedy lessons give you everything you need to know. Very good.
Check that out.
Hey, Matt and Kyle, Sunshine here. I would like advice on how to get my favorite comedians to come play my teeny tiny little Midwest town. That would be awesome. So I hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.
What the fuck?
$10,000.
Each.
Wait, they're listening? How do they? Oh, you put a thing out online. Like, how does she know I'm here?
Yeah. That's why I had to remember, like, was like, wait, okay.
Oh, because we plugged it before. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What town? What's the town?
Yeah, what's the town?
I play teeny tiny. I'm playing.
So do I.
Urbana.
Yeah.
Soon. In a couple weeks.
I mean.
Urbana, Illinois.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll play there.
I'll play, playing small towns.
I played a barn in Iowa. What's your town? Tell me what your town is.
I played a half burned out barn in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah, that was now like a bar slash maybe meth hut. I don't know. But it was like...
meth hut.
I don't know. Yeah. It's by the same people that make Pizza Hut. It's an offshoot.
They repurposed the buildings.
But like, I don't know. Reach out to our reps. We'll do a tandem show. We'll co-headline. I'll go first, you know? But like,
why
fuck it.
Go first?
Because you're bigger than I am.
That's not the case.
That's absolutely true.
Is it?
Please.
Fucking yeah, I won.
You won.
I won.
You didn't know that?
Well, it's because you're busy being on television shows all the time,
random and sporadically. But fuck it. But like, no, I mean, it's like we'll do two nights. We'll rotate.
I love leaving auditions, going, guess I'll just try some food in this neighborhood that I'm not into. That's all I get out of auditions. Like, cool, I'm on the west side and go to that good sandwich place. I fuck up every audition. What's my character's name? Jeff. Hey, I'm Jeff. I didn't get it. No problem. See you later.
Yeah, see you around.
set up a show. Contact reps, and they will they'll bully you about money. But I usually say, like, if you explain, like, I'm just trying to put on a show and I want to get an idea of it. Like, I know my guy has talked some people through who are trying to do a show for the first time.
Yeah, I am.
And will help you put
I'm
it
actually
on.
Friends with your guy. And I have a newish guy that has worked with bands and all kinds of people and stuff like that. And he's a normal, friendly dude. It's like, sometimes, here's the problem. You will run up against people's reps and they will not even bring the offer to their client. And that's just them being protective, you know? If you're kind of lowballing, you kind of got to gather.
I always
gather
say, tell me everything.
Yeah, me too. But like, but I don't think you have the rep that won't bring you shit. generally. I mean, if someone's just like, come and play, gets a free piece of cake, and he has to fly himself. Like, of course, not going to let you know about that. But, like, generally speaking...
Free piece of cake.
I've done like five of those gigs. I'm so desperate.
They're called weddings.
Please. You mean I wasn't
invited? You've been to weddings.
Am I at the wrong wedding? Shit.
Doing a lot of shows in this banquet hall, man.
But, yeah, I mean, it can be done. You should have said what town, so we could know if we've burnt that shit recently. We've been there. Kyle and I, for the right price, within the continental United States. Yeah, and we haven't played there in 6 months. That's not even
true. We've both been to Korea. I did Malaysia and China this year.
That's true. We both went to the Yukon.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I went to the Yukon because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna see the Yukon. I'm not gonna go to the Yukon on my own.
You kind of wanted to do an Into the Wild type shit, though. Let's be honest.
I thought you were making a pun there. Yukon did wanted to.
Who am I, Randy Sklar? But not Jason. No.
Yeah, you just gotta, or sometimes just if you know, I will eventually check Facebook messages, and if you just like,
yeah.
Listen, I want to do a show here. Let me know. I would put you in touch. I'd give you the email.
Yes.
My guy.
Yeah,
and especially for me, I can't. I'm gonna get arrested by TSA eventually, so I try to limit how many airport trips I have to take.
Yeah,
so I like try to route tours. Like I don't go out and back every weekend. Like I'll go out and then
you do like
do a run. But that's even more likely than if you're somewhere in Missouri. Well, cool. Then I could put on Kansas City. I could put on St. Louis. I can go out to wherever in Missouri. I can go down to Oklahoma City. I can put all that stuff together because that's how I tour.
So. Yeah, and I try to put it together a couple runs a year, and it's like maybe our runs intersect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe do this night. So it can – that's – hope that answered your question. That's how. It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so – all right, our Patreon is at Advice from a Dipshit. We're on at Advice from a Dipshit on Facebook, at Dipshit Advice on Twitter. Theme song is by the incomparable Ben Wise. Thanks to the amazing Amanda for putting it all together. And thanks to Kyle for being on the show.
Yeah, we made it. We made it.
We did it. We made it to the end. If you like the podcast, rate it, all that fucking shit. But honestly, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for all the calls. And it's 323-763-0228. So if you want to call in and leave a message, no presh. No one's there to judge you. You can go ahead and just leave it. But take it easy. And you know what? Get your head out of your ass.
Get your head out of your ass, yeah.
Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Fronger.